What is up, K-State? Bam! Eddie Greer for another Purple Project Podcast Daily and Honest Edition here. For a few moments, going to talk about somebody who is going back to the Super Bowl in less than a week and a half from Sunday, next Sunday, down in Tampa. That is no other than Byron Pringle, former K-State standout and wide receiver. And, of course, he caught a touchdown pass earlier this season. And, of course, he was on the team last year for Kansas City. Got undrafted. Remember, Brian, for those of you who are not very familiar, I mean, I can sit here and talk about him for a little longer than I want to, but I'm going to save that for another time. But anyways, though, but K-State back in the Super Bowl and supported by Byron Pringle. He was very versatile, as you've seen him last 2 years now with the Kansas City Chiefs there. Of course, remember, you got to go back to mid-season somewhere that Byron Pringle had himself a day out west against the Denver Broncos. That included returning it, a kickoff return for over 100 yards in the game. And he's been a solid X factor, if you will, for Kansas City in the past 2 years. And he went with Kansas City, obviously, to Miami last year, where he's obviously where he's from. Well, not where he's from. Tampa's where he's from, but in that Vecino era down in South Florida, got himself a ring, and now got a chance to do something that has not been done. He, Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill and company, Travis Kelce, have a chance to do something that hasn't been done since New England Patriots did it back in 04. And that's what Tom Brady had to him, and they're going to be going against him again in Super Bowl 55. Here comes some stats here from his career here at K-State. Very versatile, and he chugged out over 2,000 yards, all-purpose yards, as a receiver and a returner. He finished second in school K-State history in career yards per reception. Per reception, almost 20 per catch, 6 both career kickoff returns, with an average kickoff return of almost 30 yards, 27.6 to be exact. Over 1,000 yards, 1,076 yards. Also tied for fourth with 2 career kickoff returns for touchdowns. And I just mentioned one with Kansas City a few moments ago. One of 30 players in school history, in K-State history, to reach over 1,000 career receiving yards. While he was just one of 7 former community college players to accomplish this feat, he became the 29th player in school history to top the 2,000-yard mark in all-purpose yards. He helped the 2017 senior class earn a 32-20 record. Wow, 32-20 record. K-State fam, 4 bowl berths, and of course, 2 bowl victories. And the one that obviously comes to mind, and I have mentioned this, either it was in the last weekly edition or the previous one. Of course, I'm going to be getting ready as I do this now, preparing to dial up another edition of the weekly podcast of the Triple P coming up tonight, recording tonight. It's Wednesday, and it'll be out on Friday. Oh, we got interesting stuff to talk about. But anyways, the memory that sticks out for me, the one against Texas A&M down in Arlington. Dang it, I can't remember the exact bowl game it was, the name of the bowl game was, but it was in Arlington, Dallas, that Jesse Ertz, the pass to Brian Pringle, pretty much put the clamps down on the Texas A&M Aggies there. He took it the distance there. So, and he's doing big things for the Kansas City Chiefs. As I mentioned, he scored a touchdown in the regular season this year. He's already taken one in the house this year, and he's been so effective in a special team game. He's doing it again, and now he's going back to his actual hometown in Tampa, Florida, ladies and gentlemen, to have a shot at winning back-to-back championship. He has a tremendous opportunity to help his team do exactly that. Again, remember, if you have not checked out the latest edition of the weekly podcast of Triple P, go do that now. We're gonna crank out another episode here tonight, which will be out this Friday. Go check that out, or If you missed out any of the dailies, I'm doing my best, folks, especially with the weather that's been going on here this week with the snow actually falling in Manhattan, Kansas. Check us out, Purple Project Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. Eddie Greer III, this has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily.